Welcome to the Bible Explained. I'm Brian Cutshaw, and I want to give you answers straight from the Bible. If you've ever wondered what the Bible actually says about the topics people are talking about right now, this podcast is for you. In each episode, we will take real-life questions and break down what the Scripture says about them so you can understand the truth and apply it to your life with confidence. If you enjoy it, be sure and subscribe and recommend us to your friends. Now let's get started.
So we want to talk about what the Bible says about heaven. I'm forever amazed at people that have no concept of heaven or very little concept of heaven. It's like they think that we're just going to go to a big worship service for a million years and have a break every now and then to play a harp and eat angel food cake and talk to old people. I think that's what they think heaven is. How many of you know, I mean, if you know me at all, I'd be bored real quick in a place like that. And I love to worship, but come on, man, there's got to be an exit door. Eventually, you got to breathe and go out and do something normal. You've got to do that. I love the presence of God, but that is why you have to have emotional exits. You can't just stay in that spiritual high all the time. All right, so what does the Bible say about heaven? Here's the first question that I got about heaven. Will we have memories in heaven of our life on the earth? Okay, so that's the first question. Will we have memories of in heaven? And they said, if so, would that mean if we were taught on earth something in history that didn't happen, would we automatically know the truth in heaven? That actually came from one of our members of Awaken, one of our teenagers here asked this question. Okay, so the answer is, will I have memories of my life on earth? The answer is yes and no. You will remember some things, you will not remember other things. All right, so let me break that down for you. You're going to have a glorified mind when you get to heaven, but the sins that you've committed will be erased, not only from your record, from your mind. You are not going to be tormented in heaven throughout eternity remembering every single sin that you've committed. That's called earth. That's not called heaven. Whoever told you forgive and forget didn't know what they were talking about. Don't you wish you could forget? I mean, you should forgive and move on, but forgetting is not in the package, unfortunately. You don't bring it up. You give it to God. You let His justice reign. You don't try to invoke justice. But you can't forget. Unfortunately, when you sin, you want to forget, and you might even block it out temporarily. But I thank God for the day that He removes it from my mind and takes all of those embarrassing moments out of my mind when I get to heaven. So yes, some things I will remember, some things I will not. So heaven isn't an erasure of who you are. It's a perfection of who you are. You're not going to heaven to be erased. You're going to heaven to be perfected. The scripture example is this. When Jesus was resurrected, they knew who He was. He showed them the scars in His hands. He showed them the scar on His side. He conversed with them. He ate food with them. He was very, very real. So yes, they recognized Him in His glorified state. When Moses and Elijah showed up on the Mount of Transfiguration, they immediately recognized them. No one said, by the way, this is Moses and Elijah. No, they didn't say that. They, from everything they had read and heard, they recognized Moses and Elijah from sight. So when you get to heaven, you will be transformed into the most glorious state that you have ever been in your life, but we will definitely know it is you. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 12 that it says, now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So in that passage, He's actually telling you that when you get in heaven, you're going to be you, but you're going to be the new you. You're going to be a new person, a new side of you, a perfected you. But in 1 Corinthians 13 and 12, it says that you're going to be fully known. I don't know that's Chris Spencer. I don't know that's Pam Stone. I know everyone. I know that's Clay Gunderson. I think that's Clayton Gunderson. And so I will know him. You will know me when you get to heaven. We will know each other. But you're going to also know more than that. See, here you only, I could tell you things about me right now that would blow your mind. How many of you knew that in my 20s I was a stand-up comedian? I know, now you're laughing about it. I wish you'd have been there when I was doing that, because, see, you didn't even know that about me, right? I know some of you are like shocked because I'm not that funny anymore. I really can be, but you have to get me loosened up. I can't be stressed out and still be funny. It just don't work that way. But if you ever get me on a vacation, and some of you have gotten me on a vacation, I turned into quite a wild man. So you'll have to just take my word for that or ask them. So my point is this. That's something about me you don't know. How many of you know that my favorite animal is a horse? Some of you probably knew that. I used to own 5 horses before I moved to St. Louis, or before I moved to Cleveland from St. Louis. I had 5 horses. How many of you know that I'm a scuba diver? You don't know that either, right? I go scuba diving every year. I'll be going next month. And is it June already? I'll be going in July. I'll be going scuba diving. So there's things about me you don't know. But in heaven, that's not going to be an issue. In heaven, you're going to know. You're just going to know, because you're going to have a glorified mind, a renewed mind, and you're going to have an intuition about you that you're not just going to say, oh, that's Dr. B, and I remember him there on earth. No, you're going to know. I'm going to be fully, everybody say fully known. You're going to be fully known when you're in heaven. So you're going to have more than recognition. You're going to see their soul. You're going to understand their character. You're going to understand more the mysteries of their life, the history of their life, all the good things. Now let me just, before we get into that, I wanted to digress here and explain something to you. Every single person in this room has a book of life. Every one of you, you have a book of life. I have a book of life. You have a book of life. The scribes of heaven are writing these things down. This is the book of my life. That is why when the Bible says on judgment day, the books were open. Not a book was open. You have a book of your life, and I have a book of my life. But Colossians tells me that all the sins that were written down in my book of life, that when I come to Jesus Christ, those sins were nailed to the cross and were wiped out of my book and cast as far as the east is from the west. So that I don't care that you fully know me. If all that's gone, and I don't remember it, and God doesn't remember it, then I don't care that you fully know me, because all you're going to know is the good stuff. And you won't care that I fully know you, because all the other stuff has been erased from your life and never to be remembered anymore. So that's the part that you're going to forget. That's the part that you won't know, and all I will see is the good stuff. So how do I get to heaven? Well, you got to be in the Lamb's book of life to get to heaven. So even though you have a book of life, at some point in time in your life, you've got to encounter Jesus Christ, and he has got to become your Lord and your Savior. Just being good does not get you into heaven. You have to encounter Jesus Christ. The only people that get to heaven are those whose names are found in the Lamb's book of life, which means at some point in my life, I met Jesus, and now I'm in his book of life. Not just my book of life. My book of life says I met Jesus, but his book of life says I met Brian. And it says that he met you. And if your name is in his book of life, then you get to go to heaven. So that's how we're going to be known, all the good stuff about us. And I've just told you 3 or 4 things that you didn't even know about me. And I could go on, but we don't have the time. So let's keep going. And I don't have the nerve to keep going, because I'll let you confess. We've already had one confession tonight. We don't need another one. All right. So you have to remember that when you get to heaven, your relationships are going to be redeemed when you get to heaven. So a lot of people are worried about things like marriage, because the Bible says that we're not going to have the same types of marriage in heaven that you have on earth. But here's the thing, you have to understand that love will not be diminished. The bonds of love will not be destroyed or diminished at all. Now, marriage is a legal covenant between people, and it's a legal agreement between people that we own the same kinds of things, and we come together and we pay taxes together, and we live in the same house, and we have all these privileges and rights and responsibilities and accountabilities because now we're married. Well, in heaven, your love expands. It's greater. It's bigger. You're going to have more love for the person you've spent your life with when you get to heaven, because they're going to be fully known, and you're going to be fully known. And you're going to see things about them that you can't even see now, even though you've been living with them for 36 years. You're going to know things about Randy, and Randy's going to know things about Judy. And I'm picking on them because today's their anniversary. But you're going to see things about them that they won't even know.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed.
The Bible says that when we get to heaven, our relationships are going to be different in legal terms, but greater in eternal terms. So you're not going to love less, you're going to love more. So you're going to have an understanding of your life here. And you know, there's all kinds of speculation about heaven, but there's things that God didn't want to tell us. That's why he said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that the Father has prepared for those who love them. So I'm going to show you a little bit of what I think eternity is going to look like based upon what we do know, all right? So when you get to heaven, the first thing you need to understand is you're going to have a glorified mind. And I'm going to give you three scriptures that talk about the way your mind is going to work when you get to heaven, okay? So first of all, you're going to have a glorified mind. So what does a glorified mind look like? Well, Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. So the first thing a glorified mind does is he sees things at a higher state. He sees things greater. I mean, you can look through a microscope and see things your natural eye can't see. But what if you didn't need a microscope? What if the Lord would allow you to see things that you couldn't see because you can think on a higher level? So he says, first of all, your mind is going to be set on things above, not on earthly things. The second thing is, in Romans 12:2, he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Anybody besides me waiting on a renewed mind? Come on, raise your hand if you're thinking, God, get a hold of it now. Give me a renewed mind. There's some things I don't want to forget, and there's other things I really want to forget. Anybody else, any amens in the house? There's some things I can't wait to forget, and other things I don't want to ever forget. And so we're going to get a renewed mind that is like the mind of Christ. And so the other thing you're going to get is a glorified body. Some of you can break dance right now. If you can't break dance tonight, you'll break dance in your glorified body later. So you're going to get a glorified body. You know, when I was in college, we were college kids, so I'm hoping that 20 thing holds true, right? Because I did a lot of things I'm not so proud of. It. One of the things we would do is we would make fun of old hymns. We really wouldn't make fun of them. We'd just rewrite them. We would sing things like, I once was lost in sin, and now I'm back again, and now I'm meaner than I was before. I mean, you know, it's stuff like that. So it wasn't that, you know, or there's a land beyond the liver that they call the old gallbladder, and you reach it by incision some sweet day. And with every stitch and suture, there will be a brighter future when they take the old gallbladder out to stay. I mean, we would just invent stuff like that. One of the songs we probably shouldn't have done is we would sing, she'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new wife. So see, that's the part that I shouldn't have. I went too far. Glory, glory, never sad. I mean, you know, we were college kids, man, so we had a lot of fun cafeteria moments. So there's a lot more on that list, too, so don't get me started on that. But the Bible says in Philippians 3:21, that Christ will transform our lowly bodies so that they will become like his glorious body. Wow, that's a beautiful thought there. Not just any glorious body, like his glorious body. So you're going to get a glorified state of existence, a body that you'll still be able to be recognized, but a body that can, in Jesus' glorified state, he walked through walls, he ascended into heaven on a cloud. I mean, he transformed himself into looking like another person when he was walking down the road with two brothers that were at his crucifixion or at his resurrection. And so, understand that in a glorified body, you can obviously do things differently than you can in the state that we're in now. So you'll have a glorified body. This is the other part that I know that you're excited about. Your memories. So the question was, will I know things in heaven? And so your memories will be erased. Micah 7 and 19 says, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us and subdue our iniquities and will cast all of our sins into the depths of the sea. So I think Perry calls that the sea of forgetfulness. I like that term, the sea of forgetfulness. But he will cast our sins into the depths of the sea. Listen to what Micah 7 and 19 says. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. Oh, excuse me. That's the one I just read. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, and their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.